Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History. Here's what happened on May 16th. It's one of the biggest success stories in the history of climate activism. On this day in 1985, scientists announced the discovery of a hole in the ozone layer over Antarctica. The ozone layer blocks much of the sun's most harmful UV radiation from reaching Earth's surface, but can be damaged by chlorofluorocarbons, chemicals once found in air conditioners and aerosol sprays. Surprising fact, within 2 years, 46 nations signed the Montreal Protocol, pledging to phase out substances known to cause ozone depletion. All 197 members of the United Nations eventually ratified the treaty. And as a result, scientists predict that the ozone layer will return to its pre-1980 levels by around 2040. Also on this day in history, in 1929, the first Academy Awards ceremony was held. In 1943, the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising ended. And in 2014, TV journalist Barbara Walters retired from ABC News and signed off from The View. Thanks for listening. That's all for today in history. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you. And of course, have a great day.